Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You. It's great to have you come alongside us this morning. I'm your host, Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine, the Greater Peoria Metro Area. Today, I'd like to welcome two special ladies from Heritage Enterprises. We have Lori Bachman, who is the Patient Care Coordinator from Heritage Health, and Stacy Amy, who is the Director of Evergreen Senior Living. You might be thinking that these two entities sound familiar, and they should, as Heritage Health and Evergreen Senior Living are on the front cover of the January 2015 issue of Healthy Cells Magazine. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on your show.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And we're going to talk in more details about your facilities. But before we get going, can you share just a little bit about your backgrounds and your role with the company? And we'll start with you first, Stacy.
Sure. I am the director at Evergreen Senior Living, and I've been with Heritage Enterprises for over a year now.
Oh, good for you. Okay, yeah, great.
Thank you.
Good. And what about you?
Well, I am a nurse. I've been a nurse for 20 years, and I help coordinate patient transfers from hospital to skilled care.
Wow, that's an important job. So, well, let's just jump into the meat of our program because our time is short. What is new with Heritage Health, Lori?
Well, let me first start by saying that there are a lot of new things going on in healthcare. One of the things in healthcare systems is that they have to be accountable for the care that they're providing. Mm-hmm. So that means providing the right care at the right price at the right time and all without sacrificing quality or technology or innovation.
Mm-hmm, so, right.
So one of the things that we're doing at Heritage Health in Chillicothe is that we are doing renovations there to accommodate the changes that are going on in healthcare. So we have some new suites that are private suites with private baths.
Wow, that will be big.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And the baby boomers almost dictate some changes.
Mm-hmm, right.
And we also have, with our Restore Therapy gym, a new 2,500 square foot gym with modern equipment. And we have a hospitality design in the building, which is similar to hotels.
Okay.
And we have in-room dining available as well.
Okay. Now, talk a little bit about the hospitality design. I mean, I know it's like hotels, but how is that to be, to give our listeners an idea?
Well, the hospitality design is based so that patients coming for our Restore Therapy program would receive individualized care, and they would have the most updated access to our physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, and they would be able to dine in their room, order off of a menu, and they have their own private bath, too.
Wow, that is really nice. That's great. Now, let's talk a little bit about Heritage Health and what you do, such as what type of therapy do you provide?
We do provide physical therapy, which is strengthening endurance. Occupational therapy would be helping people restore to home doing their daily living activities.
Like an example of that?
An example would be the ability to do your laundry, cook your meals, that type of thing.
Right, things that we might take for granted.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
We do have a separate area for our short-term rehab patients as well. And those would be the private suites with the private baths.
Okay, and I'm sure those are going to be very popular. So, and how often, I mean, is this available 24/7 or what is the availability?
Typically, the therapy is offered daily, 7 days a week, and it would be for several hours a day. It may be broken up into two separate sessions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, depending on the patient's schedule.
Now, does this also include speech therapy, too?
It sure does.
Okay.
Yes. And in addition to what you would maybe think of speech therapy as maybe somebody needing to learn how to speak again after a stroke, but it also involves cognitive rehabilitation for somebody who may have some memory deficits.
And how would they do that? That's fascinating to me.
Well, a speech therapist can help with memory training, word finding, and they do it by retraining the brain.
So on retraining the brain, I find that very interesting. And we've had some counselors in about working with your brain, you know, keeping it healthy, things like that. But Stacey, you were going to say something about that program?
Yes. Speech therapy also can assist with chewing and swallowing, not only just retraining the brain, but they can also assist with that as well, which I don't think a lot of the listeners may realize that, but they do. They can help with that and offer more support for individuals mm-hmm. who may come in after like a stroke or.
Right. You know, I never thought about that. I guess there's so many things that we take for granted that obviously your facilities can work with helping people to gain back, you know, the strength and to be on their own again, because yes. really the premises of your program is to be back on your own again. Right?
Correct. Restore a patient to home.
Yeah, yes. Restore a patient mm-hmm. to home, exactly. Mm-hmm. So now a lot of people think, oh, I could never afford that or I couldn't be there. So what forms of payment are accepted? I think our listeners would be very interested in knowing that.
Well, at the Skilled Center, we do have multiple forms of payment. One would be private pay, and that would be a situation in which a patient would possibly come from home.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have we take private insurance
mm-hmm.
and Medicare mm-hmm. and Medicaid. Now, the Medicare requires 3 midnights in the hospital prior to utilizing services.
Okay. Now, let's clarify that. 3 midnights?
Yes.
Qualifying midnight stays.
Okay. Yes. So meaning they have to stay past midnight, or what does that mean?
Yes. Say they admit at noon on Monday, they would have to be in the hospital inpatient for 3 midnights prior to admitting to us for Medicare to pay.
Okay, gotcha. I just, you know, this is all new to me, so that's why I'm asking questions. I'm sure the listeners are thinking the same thing too. Okay, very good. Now, if somebody has more information or they want more information, Lori, who could they contact?
Well, we have an admissions coordinator at our center,
mm-hmm.
and his name is Blake, and they can call the number at 309-274-2194.
Okay, great. Now, what exactly does Blake do so people know when they contact him how he's going to assist them for your center?
He helps with the transition of care, and he can call the patient's physician to get orders for the patient to admit to the facility. Mm-hmm. He can give information on payment, care plans, you know, what the patient will be receiving when they get there, and he can give tours as well.
Okay, so he's really the liaison then?
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, with that, we're going to be taking a quick break. We have Lori Bachman with us today, who's the patient care coordinator from Heritage Health, and also Stacey Amy, who's the director of Evergreen Senior Living, and I'm Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. We'll be right back.
Heritage Health and Evergreen Senior Living are redefining a heritage of care. Short-term rehab at Heritage Health and assisted living at Evergreen Senior Living successfully bring healthcare and hospitality together. Restore Therapy Services feature short-term rehab at Heritage Health with luxurious private suites and a fully equipped Restore Therapy gym. Assisted living at Evergreen Senior Living Community offers service-rich amenities in a setting that will delight you. Memory support services will also be available. Learn more about Heritage Health and Evergreen Senior Living in Chillicothe by visiting heritageofcare.com and evergreenslc.com/Chillicothe.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome Welcome back to Healthy You. It's great to have you joining us this morning. Today, our special guests are Lori Bachman, who's the patient care coordinator from Heritage Health, and Stacey Amy, the director of Evergreen Senior Living. And I'm Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells. And while we were taking a quick break, the three of us were discussing actually something that I thought was really a good heads up, Lori, that you were talking about. Would you like to share that with our listenership?
Sure. One of the things that is somewhat stressful for patients when they're receiving healthcare is the bill. And one thing they should be aware of when they receive a bill from a healthcare provider is to always get their explanation of benefits from their insurance company prior to paying for any kind of bill that they receive, because there may be multiple payers involved if you have a secondary coverage. And a lot of times seniors will think that they have to pay a bill when they get it, but they should always look at their explanation of benefits prior to paying any bill.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your sharing that, because that is really important, because so many people just get all stressed out and they don't have to pay all that. So that's good. Now, let's talk a little bit about continuum of care. And then, Stacey, we really want to dive into the Evergreen Senior Living Facility, which is being built in Chillicothe, correct?
Correct. We are currently under construction and we are over 55% complete right now, so we're moving right along.
Wow, that is fabulous. So can you talk a little bit about continuum care?
Sure. Let's give, for example, if a resident goes to Heritage Health for the Restore therapy and they're not quite ready to go home yet, Evergreen Senior Living offers a great opportunity to them to go into our community, and they can, you know, transition from skilled nursing care to assisted living, and that kind of gives like a bridge almost to going home.
So, Stacey, what is different between independent living and skilled nursing? Because I believe, and Lori, please correct me, skilled nursing is what is offered at Heritage Health, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so what is the difference, Stacey?
Well, independent living is where residents are more independent and able to get around and move on their own and don't really require as much assistance from a provider. And skilled nursing is when they're more dependent upon staff. Maybe it's for the Restore therapy piece, or they are unable to care for themselves. And that's where assisted living comes into play. We are kind of in the middle, so we don't necessarily have like the dependent, but we also can provide them with more care and assistance with our wellness team. So an individual or resident is able to maintain their independence while in the comfort of their own apartment.
Mm-hmm. And feel safety, because there's so many things, because they have meals, they have...
Absolutely. We have three meals a day. We have the wellness team that just 24-hour support. Mm-hmm. We have medication reminders and transportation. We have all sorts of different services and support for our residents that will continue to maintain their independence with a safe and secure environment.
Okay, so what is a wellness team?
Our wellness team comprises of our nurse as well as our resident caregivers.
Okay, I was just wondering. Now, you mentioned something over break about the legacy.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Our legacy is our memory support, where we are able to offer our residents secure, safe environment that still gives them that independence while in the comfort of their apartments. We have a philosophy of life unrehearsed, and that's where our residents can go day to day and not have the stress of sticking to a schedule. So if we plan on making pumpkin bars today and they have other plans, or they want to do something else or watch a movie, then we're going to go and watch a movie. Everything is in a spur of the moment or just whatever happens next. We don't have any set schedule. It's whatever the residents want at that moment. And that's what life unrehearsed is about, because every day our lives change. And so their lives should be able to change as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I really like that, life unrehearsed. It reminds me of one of the sayings John Lennon had, is life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. I always thought that was really interesting, but it's kind of the same thing. I mean, of course, your meds, things like that will be regimented, meals, you know, things to keep them healthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but other things that they want to do for fun, you know, is fairly fluid.
Sure. Yeah, we will still offer the support with our wellness team, as well as medication reminders, the three meals a day, and activities that will give them still that independence and support while they can have fun.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So now, what services are offered in assisted living?
We offer 3 meals a day, the medication reminders, transportation. Again, our customer service will be top-notch, as well as our housekeeping, laundry. All of that is included in your month-to-month rent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm wondering if I'm old enough to move in. I could use
I would love to move in there.
Well, it looks like a beautiful facility. And for those of you who have seen the article, you will see renderings of what this lovely facility will look like, including the front of it. And again, it's in very close proximity to Heritage Health so that you have that continuum. So if you need to go someplace, either or, you've got it right there, which is great. And of course, Chillicothe is a great community to be in, you know, kind of that safe hometown feel.
Yes, and it's just 20 minutes from Peoria.
Right, and just 20 minutes from Peoria, exactly. And the beautiful drive along the river, right, Lori?
Yes, correct.
Okay, you know, you talked a little bit about the memory piece. What about memory? When it comes to, like, the different stages of, like, Alzheimer's, things like that, do you handle that? Or what all do you cover? But actually, this is a question for both of you, for your centers.
Sure. Well, at the Legacy, when a resident is still able to be mobile and move around, that's where we can assist. The resident may just need reminders with medication, maybe in the early set of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
When they are becoming more dependent upon staff for more needs, that's where we could make the referral to Heritage. And as our sister community, that's a great transition for them that helps with the continuum of care.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now, what sets Evergreen apart from the rest? Because there are a lot of great centers that are out there.
Absolutely. You know, we understand that right now we are the brand new assisted living community. However, 2-3 years down the road, there will be something bigger and newer. And the thing that's going to set us apart is our customer service, our understanding of meeting our customers' needs, mm-hmm. as well as going and exceeding their expectations of us. We also have a great relationship that we're starting to build within Chillicothe and the surrounding rural areas. And we're wanting to capture that and build even more and really go above and beyond and help our residents as well as the residents of Heritage with that continuum of care.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about big, and I know Heritage Enterprises itself, and I think, Lori, you were talking about where some of your other centers were located that would be within listening distance of the station.
Yes, we have a continuum of care campuses in Bloomington Normal, Streeter, mm-hmm. and then we also have facilities within 30 to 60 minutes of Peoria,
mm-hmm.
Mendota, Monunk, Walnut.
Wow.
We have Peru.
El Paso.
Mm-hmm. And Peru.
LaSalle, Peru.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
very good then. That's really good to know. So mm-hmm. now how much does it cost? That's a question that is always on everybody's mind with talking about your facility, Stacey.
I think that's everyone's number one question is, what is this going to cost me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we offer service level pricing, and what that means is it depends on what the resident wants and or needs, as well as the family. So it's all customized to each individual.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in other words, they're different levels then that
Correct.
One can come in at. So it's it can be affordable for somebody, and that they should check it out. Even if they think it's not going to be affordable, they should still check it out.
Absolutely. And we offer 3 different apartment sizes. We offer a studio, 1-bedroom and 2-bedroom,
mm-hmm.
as well as your service needs package.
Okay. Now, 1-bedroom and 2-bedroom is pretty clear. What is included with a studio?
A studio is our open floor plan concept with a kitchenette. Each apartment does have a kitchenette and a shower and a bathroom setting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's really one big open room then?
Correct.
Just like
yes.
what you would think for a studio apartment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Just want to clarify that because our listeners might be thinking, okay, I understand the other two, but we wanted that. Now, getting back a little bit to cost, is there anything a resident or a family member can do to help offset some of that cost?
Sure. They can contact the VA. We do accept VA benefits as well as long-term insurance.
Okay, and VA stands for?
The Veterans Affairs Benefits.
Okay, great. I know a lot of people, you know, we throw around this lingo because we know it. We've been in the industry, but some people may not. So we want to make sure everybody understands. Now, where would I go to get information if I had interest in your senior living facility?
You can see us on the website at www.evergreenslc.com/Chillicothe, or you can reach us at 309-274-5440. We're also located at our sales office, which is now open in Chillicothe at 226 North 4th Street. We would actually love to meet each individual and their family members in person so that we can have that personal connection with them. Myself or Bailey Crenshaw, who is our community relations coordinator, would love to meet you and get to know you better and tell you more in detail about the services that we offer, as well as our wonderful community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now, it's about time to wrap up. You know, this time goes so quickly, and this has really been interesting just because of the information and getting in a little bit deeper than the article. So do you have any words of advice that you would like to share? And I think, Lori, we'll start with you first.
Okay, thank you. If you are looking for a rehab to home through Restore Therapy, I've been in the hospital, possibly are at home and maybe had a fall, or your physician is treating you for multiple problems, we can help you at mm-hmm. Heritage Health in Chillicothe, and we can help coordinate your transition of care to our center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what about you, Stacy? Any kind of final words of advice for people who are listening that you'd like to give them looking at assisted living?
It can be affordable, and just know that when you go to a community to look at assisted living, not only look at the building, but also the care that you will be receiving, because everybody deserves the care and respect and dignity that should be expected for them.
Absolutely. And you know what, ladies, very quickly, any red flags? I know we've kind of discussed this, but, you know, there are a lot of different facilities out there, a lot of great ones, but there are also some that could be questionable. Any red flags, advice from either of you of if somebody senses something or sees something, you know, that maybe they should continue looking? So, Lori?
One thing that you should look for in a skilled center would be that the therapy is offered 7 days a week
mm-hmm.
to get you home, restore you to home faster, and at the safest level, the best care possible. Quality measures, CMS.gov mm-hmm. is a good place to review mm-hmm. different skilled centers. And also word of mouth is very good.
Mm-hmm.
If you know somebody who has been in a skilled center,
mm-hmm.
word of mouth is very good for quality of care.
Mm-hmm.
And so ask around. Okay. Check with your family and friends.
Yeah.
And
that's good advice.
Yes.
Yeah. Been there, done that, right? So find out. Exactly. So, and Stacy, anything else of red flags people should be noticing?
I agree with Lori. With assisted living communities, you want to make sure that you're provided with a great care and know that there are support out there. So with the VA benefits, the Veterans Affairs benefits, as well as the long-term insurance, it can be affordable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Well, ladies, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. This has really been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And I do want to thank Lori Bachman, the patient care coordinator from Heritage Health, and also Stacy Amy, the director of Evergreen Senior Living, which we are excitedly looking forward to that new center opening up. And I want to thank everyone who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, hosting Healthy You. And be sure to pick up your copy today at one of our over 800 locations serving the Central Illinois area. You can now read the magazine online and have it sent to your monthly email. Just go to HealthyCellsMagazine.com, select the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and you can sign up. It is confidential, but how neat is that? And also, too, be sure to visit and like us on Facebook, too. God bless you and be in your best health. Now, we look forward to being with you again next Saturday.
Heritage Health and Evergreen Senior Living are redefining a heritage of care. Short-term rehab at Heritage Health and assisted living at Evergreen Senior Living successfully bring healthcare and hospitality together. Restore Therapy Services feature short-term rehab at Heritage Health with luxurious private suites and a fully equipped Restore Therapy gym. Assisted Living at Evergreen Senior Living Community offers service-rich amenities in a setting that will delight you. Memory support services will also be available. Learn more about Heritage Health and Evergreen Senior Living in Chillicothe by visiting heritageofcare.com and evergreenslc.com/Chillicothe.